commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I'm a former Girl Scout leader. When my wife was pregnant with our twins, she wasn't able to lead our oldest daughter's Daisy troop, so I took over. And I did it for 6 years, two as a Daisy leader, two as a Brownie leader, 1 year as a Girl Scout leader, and then one more with my younger daughter's Daisy troop. Now, as you may know, there's a controversy over whether you should buy Girl Scout cookies and whether some of the cookie money goes to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood. I can tell you that this is a scandalous lie. Now, I've personally tallied up the money from our troop cookie sales, and I can tell you how much they raised and where it went. Cookies cost $3.50 a box. 99 cents covers the baking and packaging costs. That goes to the commercial bakeries in Michigan or Texas. If your troop makes its cookie sale goals, they get to keep 65 cents from each box they sell. The rest goes to the regional Girl Scout office. It organizes things like summer camp and other Girl Scout activities. Cookie money does not go to the National Girl Scouts of America. It stays local. I can also tell you that the Girl Scouts is a nonpartisan and nonpolitical group. I've run the program. Pro-life versus pro-choice, Democrat versus Republican, that's not part of the Girl Scouts at all. As has been explained many times, the origin of this rumor is an interview with a former national Girl Scout leader who talked about a local troop in New York City that worked on a project with Planned Parenthood. They don't anymore. And actually, I understand how this could happen. Local troops are run by volunteers like me, usually a parent of one of the girls. Well, that local troop leader has a great deal of control over what the troop does and what volunteer projects they work on and what groups are partnered with. Perhaps one troop is led by a liberal, pro-choice parent. If the troop leader's choices are inappropriate, they would be reined in, first probably by other parents, and then by Girl Scout leadership. My experience is the opposite. Many of my fellow Girl Scout leaders were conservative, evangelical Christians. The other part of this controversy is guilt by association. Girl Scouts celebrate the accomplishments of adult women. So when a woman rises to the level of governor or cabinet member or corporate leader, she's likely to be held up as an example to other Girl Scouts. Are some of those women pro-choice? Well, of course, but others are pro-life. Does this constitute an endorsement of these women's positions on every issue? Well, of course not. The more powerful message for our young daughters is that they can grow up to shape the debate on all of the issues of the day. One of the core themes of Girl Scouting is that young women can grow up to do or be anything. And for those people who've been defaming Girl Scouting, shame on you. A Girl Scout is far less likely to need those services that Planned Parenthood quietly offers referrals to than a girl who isn't in the program.